In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday, the 25th of May. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The White House released its budget proposal this week, as you know. We covered it pretty heavily on Tuesday, some of the specific program items, some of the cuts, and some of the assumptions it makes about where this economy is going. First among those assumptions, a firm belief that this administration can get the economy growing at 3% a year. That is, plus or minus, the historical average since World War II, but it is also fully half again as much as the economy has been growing since the end of the recession. And that gets us to today and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Capitol Hill saying once again that he is confident a combination of tax cuts and deregulation and trade policy is going to get us to that 3% growth, about which, fine. But what happens if it doesn't? Marketplace's Amy Scott gets us going.
When asked if 3% growth was unreasonable in today's hearing, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin anticipated his critics.
I know there are lots of economists who will give us reasons why structurally we can't grow at that rate.
One of them is Ann Owen, an economics professor at Hamilton College. It's true annual GDP growth has averaged 3.2% since 1947. But Owen says in recent years, productivity growth has slowed down. And how do you get more GDP with the workers that you have?
We have to make those workers more productive. And whether or not we can do that in the future, I think is pretty doubtful.
The plan counts on that 3% growth to produce an extra $2 trillion in revenue over the next 10 years. Presumably, people and businesses will pay a lot more tax if they're making a lot more money. That and deep spending cuts are projected to balance the budget. Hunter Blair is an analyst at the Economic Policy Institute, a left-leaning think tank. He says if that growth doesn't happen,
we'll get higher deficits and higher debt, despite the fact that they've already engaged in enormous, cruel spending cuts in their budget.
But let's say we hit that magic 3%. Lee Ohanian at UCLA says we'd see employment and wage growth we haven't seen since the Clinton administration.
Growth covers over a lot of faults, and that's something that I think we should all hope for. Will we get there? I don't know.
And so far, we don't have a lot of detail on how the Trump administration plans to get us there. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.